script is a really good adaptation of it that's understandable and accessible to the modern ear. The second thing is that we've morphed it a little bit over time in that we've added some things. You know, when in Dickens' original book, he talks about people would literally cross the street to avoid Scrooge because he was such an evil man. So we try to create that and celebrate that through the actors because the entire cast comes out on stage for the first scene. Everyone that you're going to see, 28, 29 actors, come out, and they're on the streets of London. So in a very small, intimate space, I think that would be number three, you've got this incredible flourish of color and costumes. And then what we did was, with the help of someone, Steve McKinnon, I wasn't happy after two or three years with that beginning because it just didn't quite create the energy I wanted. And then Steve said, you know, Frank, we should make that first scene a song, like a Broadway musical. And he said, I was told once that the reason you do musicals is because if you can't express it in words, you sing it. So that really did, and there's a culmination of things that we did over the years that I think have made it even a better and better script, which is why people are so moved by it.
There's another reason that this year's production is special. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I certainly don't want to belabor it too much because it is a little bit of a sad note. Our landlords decided that they are going to terminate our lease this year on January 31st. So we lose the old building, and it's a cherished, wonderful building we've been blessed to have for 25 years. Who would have thought we were going to be here for three or four, much less 25? But they're going to take it back, and they have some ideas about what they're going to do with it. But we also know what we're going to do. We're going to continue. There will be a 2015 season. We may have to be gypsies for a little while until we can find a place, but the sentiment in this one is going to be exceptionally high because this is the last year we get to do it in this great building. And so if people haven't seen it and they've been saying for years, boy, I got to see it, or they've seen it, like, gosh, 30, 40% of the people who come here have seen it at least four, five, six times. It's truly become an Orlando tradition after 14 years. They definitely want to call it ASAP because we're selling tickets heavily. We got seats available. But we're beginning to get to that half to three-quarters, you know, full on almost all shows now through the run. So it's going to be a little difficult this year to walk away. But what most people have to understand, Theater Downtown, although blessed with this great building for the 25 years we've had it, is not the building. It's the 450,000 people who've seen shows and the tens of thousands of people who are volunteers. And with their help together, not only will we have a 2015 season, but we're going to flourish and find a building that's as good or better than we're in now. That's the way I look at it. I got to be positive. But it will be a little bittersweet.